I'm Kelly Burley, along with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis, welcoming you to another edition of Campus Connection for Wednesday, February 11th. And Burns, let's start with the OSU Cowboys men's basketball team, 3 in a row over ranked opponents. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's never happened in the regular season. So a big tip of the hat to Coach Travis Ford, his staff, and, of course, our great players. To go down to Waco, I don't think they'd won in Waco since 2006. So, you know, this was a team that nobody thought was going to do that well. I think we went in preseason ranked 8th in the conference, and they have outperformed people's expectations, and I'm very proud of them. I just hope it keeps up.
Let's turn to Research Week at OSU, and all of us in public radio are excited because Ira Flatow of Science Friday is going to be a participant.
He sure is. That's very exciting, of course, and they hear him on PRI, Public Radio International, with Science Friday, and he has a lot of other things that we're familiar with. You remember the Emmy Award-winning Newton's Apple, which was a science program for children and their families. But, yes, Research Week is an annual event for OSU. It's certainly one of the three main missions of our university, with research as a land-grant university. It starts this coming Monday on February 16th, and we spend the week celebrating scientific discovery and scholar activity all across our academic disciplines here at OSU. And the events are many. We've already talked about our Flatow coming, and his address is entitled, quote, "Unusual Patterns, Where Do Ideas Come From?" I've always wondered that myself. We also have Donna Shirley, who is an Oklahoma native and former NASA engineer, and she'll talk about her pioneering career in engineering and what has traditionally been a fairly male-dominated profession. We'll also have Mary Howard Hamilton, who will give our annual comm lecture on higher education. For the full schedule, just go to researchweek.okstate.edu.
And Burns, OSU has some news about some recent student success.
We do, and this is always fun to report. Oklahoma State is pleased to have an excellent design, housing, and merchandising program in their College of Human Sciences. And this year, 5 of our students each received $5,000 through the National Fashion Scholarship Fund. They had to create a marketing plan, and they submitted the clothing designs to an international maker of national technical athletic apparel. I think it's called Lululemon or something along that order. They were chosen. They will attend an awards dinner at an internship fair in New York City. And we've really become kind of a regular at this event. 10 of our apparel design students have received the award over the past 3 years. So we're very very pleased and proud of those fine students.
And finally, Burns, a big Friday night event for some OSU alums.
We have our annual Hall of Fame ceremony this coming Friday night. And, again, we are inducting some really terrific people and who have made a real difference in their communities and as well as OSU, Brian Close from Tulsa, and Frederick Drummond from Pawhuska, John Grondyke from Enid, and the late Ramona Paul. They've all been major contributors to our state and to OSU. The event is already sold out, but you can watch the ceremony live on OState TV.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.